I'm Dred Scott. I make revolutionary art to propel history forward, and the name of the work that's in this exhibition is I Am Not a Man. There are four performance stills from that project in this exhibition. Well, I Am Not a Man is a performance that happened in 2009, and I walked through the streets of Harlem, particularly across 125th Street, bearing a sign that said, I Am Not a Man. And I was dressed in a sort of period-specific suit out of the 60s. And the sign referenced the sanitation workers' strike of 1968, which happened in Memphis, and produced the iconic, or now iconic, sign, I Am a Man. And during the performance, I walked through the streets of Harlem, and, it was a non-permitted performance. Anybody who happened to be on the streets could see it. And sometimes I just walked with a sign. Sometimes I walked with my hands up. Sometimes I had my pockets out. Sometimes I sort of acted out some of the humiliating things that black people suffer in this society. There were times when I walked during part of the performance with my pants down. And, I did that in part because, when I was doing a site visit for the location to try and see, what would be most appropriate to do, how to interact with the space, I was there for no more than about 15 minutes, and there was some undercover cop who basically was going through some guy's, pants, alleging that he stole something. And so, this was not too extreme. This is just the life experience and what particularly black men are forced to suffer through and endure in America. I took the sign because I think that the civil rights movement, on the one hand, was very important, and it led to the Black Power movement, which had a much more revolutionary edge, but it was very significant that these sanitation workers, in addition to trying to fight for better wages, wanted to be treated as human beings. Memphis had these really horrible laws that said that the sanitation workers, even if it was raining, they couldn't come off their route. They couldn't even park their trucks, and Memphis has these little shelters that can keep cars out of the rain, and it said they couldn't even go there, so they were just supposed to stay and get rained on, and a couple guys climbed into the back of a truck, and there was a malfunction, and they got ground up and killed. And so there was a real thing of, we demand to be treated as human beings, and this was a very powerful statement, and yet here we are, and at the time I did the performance in 2009, and black people are not treated in this society as human beings. And ironically, we're talking now in the wake of the acquittal of George Zimmerman and the murder of Trayvon Martin. And so I wanted to reference this important strike and pay homage to these guys who courageously walked through the streets of Memphis. And so I wanted to hold that and shine a light on the importance of this struggle, but also say that, no, we're not. And then there is sort of, in an artistic sense, a negation. Obviously, I'm a human being, and obviously, I'm a man. So it seemed like a real non sequitur. And it's not as if most people on the streets were necessarily thinking right away, oh, I remember this I am a man sign. Some spontaneous response is like, look, brother, you are a man. Don't you forget it. Don't you forget it. And then other people sometimes took it as a gender thing. It's like, yeah, you look a little sissy to me, But people generally got the thrust of what this was about, even if they didn't know the Memphis strike. I've tried to make a lot of my work be accessible to a broad audience, which people that have MFAs or in the art world will have a different understanding of some of my work, but I want ordinary people who don't have MFAs to be able to get something significant in the main thrust of the work. There's a real relationship between photography and performance, that they're not radically separated, but they are different, and I don't view these performance stills as just documentation. Just documentation would be better accomplished with a video, actually. I did have video shot, but this particular performance is a better artwork in a museum setting as static photographs. And it allows for more space for an audience to imagine what the actual performance was. So the artwork of photography that is how this performance exists is not just sort of didactic representation of a performance that happened. It is its own artwork. I think of my work not so much as activism, even though I have made posters for demonstrations and banners, but most of my work, is like other artists that show in galleries and museums. It's artwork. And it happens to be talking about very important social and political questions that, I think are, big questions confronting humanity, but it's not a demonstration, and it's not just something that is a design or anything like that, even though it draws on elements of that. But at bottom, I think there is a tiny handful of people that control the wealth and knowledge that humanity as a whole has created, and it doesn't have to be that way. We need revolution. We need a radically different system, and my life and my art is about helping people to sort of confront the world the way it is, and often to imagine how it could be radically different and far better.